Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Kinky Friedman plus fetishes and gooning. It's all coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, I get it.
Outside my motel room, 8 o'clock in the morning. Good thing I don't have a gun. Leaf blower, leaf blower, holy, holy. Leaf blower, leaf blower. Good thing I don't have a gun. Gigged in sand. Antonio, got to sleep 4 a.m. Playing tonight up in Fort Worth. Who's outside my window? Wood chipper, wood chipper. Holy, holy. Bass boomer, subwoofer. Dodge Charger, no muffler. Cat fighter, dog barker. Chainsaw running, mother scratcher. Bad neighbor, bad neighbor. Good thing I don't have a gun.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee, at the risk of getting you mildly upset.
Uh-oh. What do you got? What do you got?
Oh, boy.
Pat just did a fun...
Don't test me.
Pat just did a fun parody of the Billy Swan song, I Can Help.
Swan song.
It was
Swan song.
It was not Billy's Swan song. He's still with us. But I actually saw Billy Swan.
Oh, God. I was there with Ron Wood and
we were at Hyde Park.
Peter Grant carried us in.
See, you're wasting your anger because you're going to truly get angry in a minute when I tell you.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I saw Billy Swan. I think it was at the Bottom Line in New York in the Village.
Yeah, in the Village. It's what we call it, the Village.
He was playing. He was in the band Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys.
Yes.
And I know that. Do you know Kinky's backstory? He was in the Peace Corps, and then he was a graduate of the University of Texas.
Aware of all this? Because you talk
wrote
about
the
it.
Ballad of Charles Mance.
Charlie Starkweather.
Charles Mance. I remember the line, laughing wildly as he bagged him. But, yeah.
That movie with Sissy Spacek and Martin Sheen.
Badlands.
Charles Starkweather. That's what that's about.
In any event, Kinky Friedman had Billy Swan on his band.
Wow.
So he was great.
Got to start somewhere.
I heard him play that before it was a hit. Cool song. Thank you, Pat, for bringing back that great memory.
Yeah, and thank you, Tom, for I had no remembrance of that, and you now put it into my brain. Thanks.
I always liked Kinky, the late, great Kinky Friedman.
I know. You're the only one that ever liked Kinky.
When he came in here,
it was so awkward.
I would have loved it.
Josh, he had a guy, what do you call it, verbal support guy?
Thank you, Kinky.
He'd do that all the time.
Yeah, whatever, like a Kinky, hype man kind of
guy. Whatever Kinky would say, thank you, Kinky.
I would have gotten such a kick out of that.
Me too. I'll have to find the recording of that.
Thank you, Pinky. Watching you guys get upset would have, unfortunately, I don't like this about me, but I would have enjoyed it even more then and encouraged more. Thank you, Kink. It's like when Bob Zaney comes in. I think Bob Zaney's funny, and I think how much he annoys Tom and Jay is funny.
I love Bob Zaney as well. I think he's very funny.
Who's this? Bob Zaney?
Yeah.
Love it. I'm not familiar with that.
We'll be about to go into break, and I'll say, look, Bob, let me plug the gigs.
Then the break starts,
and he plugs the gigs, and I just...
I know, but in his defense, you're the only one. Everybody else he talks to, he has to plug his own gigs. So you're being very generous with him.
But when I say don't do it,
and then he does it two minutes later. He's a difficult...
It's like dealing with my dog. Okay, don't do this. Okay, sorry. We were talking about armpits because what is the name of the company?
The name of the company is Billy. It's a company that has deodorant, and they are new tropical-inspired scent Coco Villa, or Coco Villa, whichever you prefer, is a best-selling all-day deodorant new scent. They want people to... scratch and sniff. They have big billboards up in New York City, so you can walk up to a big armpit.
It's the same campaign they did for their douche. Wow, so embarrassing.
Yeah, that is a whole different ballgame.
And the way they had it by the Lincoln Tunnel, I thought that was really inappropriate.
I mentioned that a friend of mine, whose name I won't mention, hi Mark, has a armpit fetish.
Oh,
and he enjoys licking on them, and I didn't know if he actually humped them, per se. Well, Christopher has written in. He says, good morning, clowns. I've enjoyed your armpit program. By the way, humping an armpit is called bagpiping.
Bagpiping.
Yes. Now, is that because you make a noise like a bagpipe?
I think it's sort of the, you know, you kind of...
right.
The bag would be sort of right there.
Right.
Bag, in this case, being breast, and then you sort of pump the arm, maybe.
Right.
Whatever is happening, fantastic. Bag piping. And then he just wrote, bye.
Apparently, it has multiple meanings in that realm, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I just made the mistake.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't Google.
Okay.
Bagpiping.
That's good stuff.
But if we're going to talk about that, there's a adult website out there that has named the 2025 Fetish of the Year.
Okay.
You want to guess what it would be?
Well, no. There's so many.
It's always feet, right?
Yeah. I mean, feet's got to be the most popular, but...
feet is time and again.
Maybe they're
one.
Talking about what's in these days. Not necessarily. Yeah.
Yes, it would be more what's in these days.
All right.
Clips for sale noted that chastity is the fetish of the year.
So it's not what's in.
What?
It's what isn't in, I think.
That doesn't make any sense.
It may seem an odd choice for fetish of the year. I get that, Pat. But it's one that's grown dramatically in the past few years, increasing almost 200% since 2020. They explain the fetish's core principle is orgasm denial.
Oh,
so boy. It's like the wearing of a chastity belt. One partner has the key. They decide when you can release or not. Yeah.
Interesting.
And it usually...
Pat, what size chastity belt do you wear?
17.
Okay.
It usually involves a man wearing a locked cage or harness to cover his genitals.
Well, how'd you like to wear a locked genital harness?
No.
Is there
thank you.
I'm wearing one right now.
Is there
you can hear it.
Is there a slot for necessary? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes, of course. It would have to be.
Or yeah. Maybe that's part of the.
Or your rust.
They like it.
Real pricks. Don't make me get the genital cuff.
That's right. The old genital cuff.
According to the site, chastity play might last a few hours or days.
Days.
Or can extend weeks or longer.
So this is like edging to the nth degree.
As yeah. There is a month-long celebration called, anyone? Locktober.
Locktober.
And its anti-sex counterpart, No Nut November.
I see.
The runner-up fetish.
With October, they could have they had so many options.
Yeah, yes. They did.
Yeah.
They went with an L.
Mm. Well, you're locking it up.
You're locking up the...
Yeah, if you use any other word, let's say like a C, yeah. That would highlight things, wouldn't it? That'd be the exact opposite of Locktober.
They certainly would.
One time they went with a P.
Locktober.
Pocktober is very niche. That's a Pox fetish is a very niche. Oh, yeah, she's got chicken pox.
The runner-up fetishes this year. Here's one I've never heard. Do you know what gooning is?
I do, and I'll tell you why
sounds,
I know what gooning
is. It sounds familiar.
All right, go up.
From what I understand, it's essentially really being horny over a girl or a person and ogling them and masturbating. It's essentially like...
stalking?
He's a goon for me. Oh. Like, he cannot control himself.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that I know this is I was at dinner with a friend of mine and his family, and he has teenage sons, and they were at this dinner, there were also a bunch of people on the son's lacrosse team or something. And so there were all these teenage boys in the restaurant mm-hmm. with us. And I said, oh, that guy is such a goon. And they all started cracking up. And I go, what's funny about that? And they explained to me what goon means these days.
Oh, so it's not like a guy on a hockey team.
Right. Because that's what I was talking about. And he...
like a dork, a goon.
They do this from a distance or memory or a photo?
So a porn star could say, hey, where are my goons at or something?
Oh, gotcha.
And she's talking about... the fans who can't control them. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that is that an accurate definition? Okay.
Well, gooning on my sheet is a multi-screen masturbation session.
Multi-screen.
So yeah. In this case, goons would watch her do like a show?
They may have her Facebook page open on their computer, her Instagram on their phone.
Oh, wow.
They're pulling up as many pictures of her at
so
once.
That's that obsession use. Part. Okay.
Right.
Just totally gluttonous for her.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then the other runner-up. I have to be very careful.
Yes.
Cuckolding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wherein a person derives satisfaction from watching their partner have sex with
someone. You know, I sure don't have that.
Ooh.
No. Boy. No.
How'd you like to be cuckolded? I mean, that's such an ancient idea. Yeah.
Isn't that an ancient term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that's officially been declared. What is it again? The fetish of the year is chastity.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these do anything for you, Tom?
No. Not at all. Doesn't chastity fetish sound like the name of a porn star?
Yes, it does. Chastity fetish.
And was it Sonny and Cher that Chastity originally Bono, named their kid Chastity?
Mm-hmm.
What were they thinking?
They were hoping maybe she would be chased.
Well, they were famous weirdos.
Yeah, but why do that to a kid?
Yeah.
Well,
never thought of
look
that.
How that turned out.
They're hippies, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Look how that turned out.
But Chastity winning Fetish of the Year.
Hey, Miss Woke, Miss Woke of the Year over here.
And by the way, if I'm having a meow mix for lunch, okay? Look how that turned out.
Well, I could have named him Dick. Nope, not anymore. So I just Chastity is Fetish of the Year.
It started out, Chastity started out as a little
girl. I'm very well aware
now
of
that. Yeah, but...
I understand.
It was an adidectomy, not a...
Oh, okay. That's like an appendectomy, right?
Right.
Pretty interesting.
But this is like a non-alcoholic beer being declared Beer of the Year.
Well, I think, obviously, if you've got,
can't think
chastity of... belts and locks and all kinds of things involved, it's definitely...
Have you noticed?
Fetish.
Of all the subjects that you should not weigh in on, it would be the fetish topic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are legitimate news stories out there. About kids these days, the youth, you know, 20s,
yeah,
having no interest in dating and being in relationships.
Yep,
and
right.
They kind of don't even care about sex.
Yeah.
That tracks with these three fetishes. Sex is not involved in any of them. One is all, gooning is all mm-hmm. about masturbating. Right. Chastity is no sex. And cuckolding is watching a person you like have sex with another person.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is real. Something's happening.
Yeah. I have two 20s that are not interested in dating at all. Girls.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Well, the OnlyFans we were asking, they looked like they were.
Boy, they were very enthusiastic on the side.
That's
how they make money. Yeah. That's different.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. We'll switch gears here. She's sitting over there. It's Christy Lee. What else is happening?
A burglary suspect dubbed the birthday suit bandit has been apprehended after trying to break into a woman's home in Florida.
That's right. And then I trapped his head in the window and I said, oh, never mind. Go ahead. Never mind.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said it received a call about a nude man attempting to break into a residence. Responding deputies found the 63-year-old suspect, a Mr. Matthew Hunter, quote, walking away from the victim's residence in his birthday suit. The man was taken into custody for attempted burglary, exposure of sex organs, and criminal mischief. The victim told dispatcher she heard what sounded like a knife trying to cut through the lock on her front door.
Oh.
Yikes. Deputies noted gouges on the victim's front door frame and molding, so he's definitely trying to get
this
in.
This is horrifying.
Yeah.
But
why was he naked?
He had to be wearing shoes, though, right?
Oh, at home.
Good point, but... Isn't, do you think the nickname the birthday suit bandit is a little bit too mild?
It's too
for
gentle,
a
yes.
Guy that's got a knife trying to break into a woman's house?
Should be the naked lunatic.
Yeah, or the naked psycho.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, the name, the birthday suit bandit is a cool name.
It does sound a lot more.
But if it were in some kind of, if it were in some kind of playful situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could see, Josh, you could do like a birthday suit weekend at your place where nudity is required by all of those over 18.
Hey, look.
What?
You can bring your kids, but they got to stay clothed, all right?
Poor Josh.
What? He's getting a kick out of it.
He's going to look back on this and we had a really good show. I look back on it. That's a great show.
Yeah, no, this guy posed a real threat.
Of course he did.
So what would possess you to try to break into a house with no clothes on? There has to be some kind of drug component to this.
He was trying to prick the lock.
Wow, that's very good. I like that very much.
Residents in a Seattle neighborhood are demanding action over disturbing activity at their local park. They say Denny Blaine Park has become a hot spot for public masturbation.
Oh, I see.
Well,
are the trees hot?
That's the way Denny would have wanted it.
Don't you feel bad for
Denny
the poor
Blaine?
Guy?
Itchy Goo Park.
Well, yeah, thanks for naming a park after me. But...
Oh, I would have settled for a disease. You know, like Lou Gehrig came out on top.
A group called Denny Blaine for All has filed a lawsuit against the city. They claim men are exposing themselves and masturbating in public view multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Spokesperson Lee Keller said it's illegal. It's happening in plain sight by
it's
men
unnatural.
Sitting on walls and benches. It's constant and it's troubling.
Constant.
Not everyone agrees. Another group.
Local masturbators. number 332.
Who's in favor of this?
The Friends of Denny Blaine say the lawsuit is really about banning nudity.
That's right.
They
Denny would have liked it this way.
Public nudity is legal in Washington State.
It is?
I had
no
idea.
There's a difference between public nudity and, what did you say, they're sitting on walls having it
benches,
themselves?
Yeah. Benches, masturbating.
You can walk down the street naked in Washington State?
Sure. That's what it says in my story. I did not know
even
that.
Walla Walla, Washington? Wow.
Wow. Like, see in Seattle? You can just walk?
Apparently.
That's a game changer.
You can in, what was it again, Jeffrey Toobin Park? What's the guy's name?
Denny Blaine.
Oh, okay. Wildly masturbating sitting on a wall. Now I know how Humpty Dumpty fell off.
I
always wondered what got him so...
The King's men could have put them together, they just didn't want to touch him.
Who's got gloves?
Yeah.
I've always liked Humpty Dumpty because they say all the king's horses and all the king's men. Couldn't put Humpty back to. At one point, they didn't know. They so didn't know what to do. They
ran out of ideas.
And you think the horses could do something?
Yeah. The horses have no idea.
What are you talking about?
We need a few more syllables. Anybody got an idea?
No, Brian. I don't think the horses
can
help.
Let's give the horses a shot at it.
Hey, I'm just throwing out ideas.
Clomping on eggs.
Who would be in favor of this?
Friends of Denny Blaine.
Oh, people that
Are you a friend of Denny Blaine? I wonder if public masturbators say that to each
other. Is that a code?
Maybe.
In that area.
Maybe. The question is, who the hell is Denny Blaine?
That's a great question.
Poor guy. Rest in peace, Denny.
Wasn't he in Wings?
Yeah. Oh, close. Denny Lane.
I know. That's why I said it, Tom.
Okay. Just trying to explain it. No, I was trying to congratulate you.
Oh, close.
Witty aside.
Oh, well, you said something useful. Oh.
Maybe he started a restaurant.
What restaurant would that be? I'm sorry.
Blaine's.
Danny Blaine's.
What? What was your attempted humor?
I thought it was going to be like Whackers.
I was underscoring.
You mean Denny's restaurant?
No.
Pud-tuggers.
Pud-tuggers. All right. I can see we've the honeymoon is over. Time to move on.
I'm insulted that you didn't know that I knew Denny Lane was in Wings.
Oh, very good.
Of course you knew that. No, I was explaining to the peanut gallery.
This could be the straw right here.
That break.
We knew it was coming.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.